From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. As the G20 summit gets underway in Hangzhou, China, the U.S. and China pledge to work more closely together on a range of security, trade, and health issues, plus the Paris Climate Agreement. Also at the summit, President Obama met with British Prime Minister Theresa May, who said she will urge Russia to help get aid convoys into Syria and to end the indiscriminate bombing on civilians.
It's vital that humanitarian supplies get to innocent Syrians who are in desperate need. And this afternoon, I will urge President Putin to do all he can to get the aid convoys in and to end the indiscriminate bombing of civilians.
After meeting with Prime Minister May, Mr. Obama told reporters the U.S. and the U.K. will continue strengthening what he called their special relationship, even as Britain pursues its exit from the European Union.
We're going to do everything we can to make sure that the consequences of the decision don't end up unraveling what is already a very strong and robust economic relationship that can become even stronger in the future.
Also at the G20 gathering, European Union leaders called for China to take action on its bloated steel industry, defended an order to Ireland to collect back taxes from Apple, highlighting the trade strain between looming over the global economic summit. Bangladesh has executed a senior Islamist leader, Mir Qasem Ali, who was found guilty of war crimes during the 1971 war in which Bangladesh broke away from Pakistan. Ali was hanged at a jail near Dhaka, the capital, after a final meeting with family members. This is VOA News.